Welcome to the Real Estate Mastermind, the ultimate destination for real estate professionals seeking to elevate their careers to new heights. On this show, I'm dedicated to equipping you with tips, tricks, and ideas you need to thrive in the dynamic world of real estate. Today, we're diving into the world of follow-up emails, a powerful tool for engaging clients and driving action. Crafting effective follow-up emails requires finesse and strategy, and we're here to equip you with tips, tricks, and examples you need to elevate your communication game. So let's dive in and uncover the secrets to writing compelling follow-up emails that leave a lasting impression. Follow-up emails are more than just formality. They're an opportunity to deepen relationships, provide value, and move prospects further along in the conversion path. Unlike other forms of communication, emails offer a direct and personalized channel to connect with clients and prospects. By mastering the art of follow-up emails, you can stay top of mind, address lingering questions or concerns, and ultimately drive the desired action. Whether it's scheduling a showing, signing a contract, or securing a referral, effective follow-up emails can be a catalyst for closing deals and achieving success in real estate. Let's break down the key elements of compelling follow-up email and explore strategies for crafting messages that resonate with your audience. First, attention-grabbing subject line. Your subject line is the first impression your email makes, so make it count. Use concise, engaging language that piques curiosity and encourages recipients to open the email. Second, personalize the greeting. You should address the recipient by their name to create a sense of rapport and connection. Personalize demonstrates that you value the individual and are investing in their success. Third, clear and concise content. Keep your message focused and to the point. Avoid unnecessary filler. Clearly communicate the purpose of the email and the action you want the recipient to take. Fourth, value-driven offer. Provide value to recipients by offering insights, resources, or solutions to their pain points. Position yourself as a trusted advisor and resource in the real estate journey. Compel call to action. Prompt recipients to take the desired action by including a clear and compelling call to action. Whether it's scheduling a consultation, attending an open house, or referring a friend, make it easy for the recipients to respond. Here's some additional tips and tricks to enhance your effectiveness of your follow-up emails. First, segment your audience. Tailor your follow-up emails to different segments of your audience based on their preferences, interests, and stage on the buying and selling process. Second, A/B test your messages. You really should be experimenting with different subject lines, content format, and calls to action to identify what resonates best with your audience to optimize your email performance. Third, use visuals wisely. Incorporate eye-catching visuals such as images or videos to break up the text and enhance engagement. Visuals can help convey information more effectively and capture the recipient's attention. Fourth, leverage automation tools. Take advantage of email automation tools to streamline your follow-up process and ensure timely, consistent communication with leads and clients. And finally, follow up, but don't overdo it. Strike the right balance between persistence and respect the recipient's time and boundaries. Follow up with the leads and clients regularly, but avoid bombarding them with excessive emails that may lead to them unsubscribing or disengaging with you. Let's illustrate a couple examples of effective follow-up emails in real estate. The first one is personalized property recommendations. You send out follow-up emails to prospects with personalized property recommendations based on their preferences and their budget, prompting them to schedule a viewing. Second, the post-open house follow-up. After you host an amazing open house As an agent, you're going to follow up with the attendees through email, text message, and call, thanking them for visiting and offering additional information about the property and any other properties that might be in the area that are similar to that. That could result in inquiries and showing requests from them. Third, market update newsletters. You should be sending out monthly newsletters with market updates, neighborhood insights, and exclusive listings to the two-year database, keeping the clients informed and engaging while showcasing your expertise. The referral request. This is something you should be doing during the whole process, but after closing, follow up with them, the satisfied clients, thanking them for their business and kindly requesting for referrals from their network. This is going to help lead to new client referrals and business opportunities. Another example is reactivation campaign. We all have a database. Send out those emails to trying to reactivate the campaign, targeting those inactive leads. Sending out personalized follow-up emails with special offers or incentives to try and reignite their interest and engagement. As we conclude today's episode, remember that crafting effective follow-up emails is both an art and a science. By understanding the principles of effective communication and implementing the tips and strategies we've discussed, you can create emails that captivate recipients, drive action, and ultimately propel your real estate business forward. Thank you so much for listening. I'd love to hear from you. Please like and share if you got something out of this podcast or you know somebody that will. Please leave a review. I'd love to hear your feedback. Finally, jump on over to Facebook and like the Real Estate Mastery Minute. That way, you get updates on when we have new episodes come out and blog posts. Send me a message. I'd love to hear from you. I hope you have a great day and God bless. Talk to you guys soon.